10 months ago, when I was diagnosed with this latest round of cancer, the disease took over my life. It consumed everything. Whatever I did, thought, planned, hoped for, feared, everything passed through the prism of cancer. I told myself at the time, and I told others as well, that I wasn't my disease. But I don't think that was really true. I think to most people in my life, I stopped being me. I became a cancer patient. That scared them, and it scared me. And everything really did change. I had to find a way to work around the chemo schedule, find a way to still be productive, even on the worst days. My body changed. Terms like CEA, CT scan, MRI were new additions to my vocabulary. I became a stranger in a strange land. A lot has happened in these last 10 months, but maybe the biggest change is that the novelty, I really mean the total disruption of my life, has mostly worn off. My medical treatment has become a routine. Chemo on Monday, blood work the following Monday, scans at regular intervals. I take the pills about the same time every day. It's part of my morning, just like shaving or brushing my teeth, and part of my evening, too. I know how to schedule things in 3-week cycles to match the chemo. That first week, I'm not worth very much. Second week, better, can do just about everything. The third week, my week off, life's almost back to normal. That's when I try to do more social things, see friends, live my old life. The fears are not as powerful as they used to be. For almost a year, I've been having conversations about my death and when and how it might come. The more you talk about anything, the more it loses its power to frighten or depress you, even death. I know much more about the disease now, so a lot of the mystery about what's actually happening inside of me is gone, too. One person wrote into the My Cancer site saying that cancer makes us lose our vanity. I think that's certainly true. One of my doctors said having cancer means more people will want to talk to you about things you don't want to talk about. He was absolutely right. But I'm well past any squeamishness like that now. You want to talk about the disease, mine or anyone else's? No problem. Now, this doesn't mean everything's just fine. It isn't. But it's funny what we can get used to. Back 10 months ago, when the words brain tumor and lung tumors were still echoing in my head, the doctors said a cure was unlikely. But their goal was to enable me to live with my cancer as long as possible. And that's what's happened. I have learned to live with my cancer. I guess I'm no longer a stranger in this strange land of cancer. Now it's my home.